Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh,
it's babe. Even better.
Ooh, babe. Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Can't stop me, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe. Baby. Ooh, babe.
Hey,
ooh, babe.
Yes, I does that. Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back.
Uh-oh.
What everybody trying to be now, I was that.
Yeah.
They can never stop me. That's why I love rap.
Love.
Been living the life, crazy ice.
With
the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice.
Uh-huh.
The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds.
Uh-huh.
45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, all of the free throw.
Uh-huh.
Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though.
Uh-huh.
Louis Loper,
yeah.
Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby.
Can't stop me.
Whether I'm on Fifth or LA or swap me, it's all good cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jars of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One on one, niggas can't guard me properly. When they double team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, you got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
Money, and welcome to Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had Eric Bendross with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming R&B sensation Curtis Jones, who actually made a connection on the air with A&R, Deborah, and they're going to be doing their thing in the music industry. After that, we had our comedian, Rakim Chick Chick Singleton, who had us on the floor laughing like crazy. to hear last week's episode, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and type in GQ Palace, G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have something a little different for y'all. For my GQ general question, I have Markeith Shaquille. He's actually a teenager growing up in our new generation, and I want to know what he feels about that's different from the new generation than the old generation. Do they actually feel that the old generation in our era was worse than their era in the new generation? And we're going to talk to Markeith about that. So tonight is going to be actually a special type of episode because we're going to have the adults and also the teenagers of the new generation linking in on the air and giving their point of view on this topic. After Markeith, we have up-and-coming artist Mike Mowette doing his thing in the music industry hard. And we're going to play his smashing single, My Addiction, and find out what's his what's his goals in the music industry. Now, after Mike Mowette, like I said, we're going to do things different. We're going to play some exclusive tracks from some of the artists that appeared on GQ Palace Radio. The R&B, the slow jams, the hip-hops, we playing it all. And we're going to get into it. It's going to be real hot tonight. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Markeith and his GQ General Question. This is Rich Money on GQ Palace Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
What about the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, it's okay, because I won't swallow.
B.I.G. Smoking with me. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody smoking with my click. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my muff. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, they man, they want the. They want the. Tell the Babs, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the token villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing okay. Everything that he's doing. But no. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother. Okay, click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to. They want to. They want
to. Pick them up. Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. Again, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now, who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the at least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Looking down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Okay, click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, they man, they want to. They want to. They want to. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the honor American idols. When diggings are in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking Dennis, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by Venice. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Kiki lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Steve-O swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's Israel, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. I asked you, look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Talking with my clique. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom's fucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, they, man, they want to. They want to. They want to.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace Radio Love and Entertainment. And with me right now, I have Markeith Shaquille. Markeith, welcome to the show.
Hey,
all right, Markeith, I need you to speak up a little. Right now, I have Markeith with me. You know, he's a young teenager. You know, he's a little shy, first time on the radio. This is actually the first time that Love and Entertainment has actually done a segment like this. So, what I want to ask you, Markeith, can you hear me?
Yeah.
There? Okay, I have Markeith in the studio. He actually here with me. Speak up. Don't be scared. Let the people know a little something about yourself.
Well, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. My name is Markeith Shaquille. I'm in high school. I'm out of trouble, you know. Things that keep me out of trouble, of course, basketball. Basketball is my life or whatnot. But besides that, I'm a normal teenager staying out of trouble.
Okay. Now, Markeith, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. It's an honor to have you on. What is your actual topic for this evening?
I would like to ask the people, do they feel my new generation is worse than the old generation, the old era? Mm. How do y'all feel about that, about my new generation?
Okay, good question, Markeith. Good question. All right, people, the phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to give your point of view on Markeith's topic or stay on the line to hear the show. Me personally, Markeith, I feel the new generation is way worse than the old generation. You understand? Back then, when we did our generation, it was... it wasn't like y'all taking it right now. You understand? Y'all take things to a whole nother level compared to what we was doing it back then. But right now, I want to call on our first caller. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to GQ Palace. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what's your point of view on the topic? How do you feel? You know, I don't want to ask your age. I don't know if you're in my era. I'm the host. I actually have Markeith here. He's in a generation from now. Do you feel like the new generation is worse than the old generation or better?
I feel that this generation, I call them Generation X. They are much worse than you are.
And
because they don't understand half of what life is about. You can't step on these shoes. You can't look at them. I mean, what do you have eyes for to see? You step on your shoe, wipe it off. They have an unnecessary conflict going on. You can't say nothing to them. They don't want to hear nothing. When you were growing up, your parents looked at you, you knew to shut up. Now you got to literally take and like pretty much shut them up.
Exactly. And, you know, compared to the new generation now that's going on, they even got it where they could call the cops on us.
Okay, and where I come from, you can call anybody you want because I am judge and jury in my house.
Exactly. And I definitely agree with you on that. You know, because back then, I know in my era, even if the neighbor hit you and you did something wrong, they took you to your parents and you got hit again.
Well, and that's exactly right, because the neighbor would hit you, your parent would beat you, and then you still walking downstairs to apologize, and you knew the whole block was watching you. Now you say something to somebody, kids fighting the whole house.
Uh-huh. Who am I speaking to? You got something you want to say?
This is Monique, and I'm 42 years old. I agree with you.
Okay, Monique, so you're definitely in my era. Marquise said he feel like he got something to say. You can join in on the topic.
Nah, I feel like you're absolutely right, because this generation... The old generation had more common sense. The world was much more violent, and now it's like you can't even walk through the street without watching both ways and whatnot. You have to know in these streets, like, you have to pay closer attention, because knowing us, I'm not gonna lie, us kids nowadays, we don't think, we just do it. Then we think later on after the punishment.
Okay.
Yeah, but that goes on the same in every era. Every action is a reaction.
You're absolutely right. Monique, I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to bring in another caller, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Rich Money. This is Monet.
Hello, Monet. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself? Hello, Marquise.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling because I definitely want to say this generation is absolutely worse than my generation. I'm sorry. The only reason why I say this is because, first off, even from the appearance, the pants sagging, hanging, before back, the guys used to care about how they look. They used to stay with a fresh haircut. They used to even clown on their friends when the friends come out looking bummy or not dressed up. Now the guys don't even care. The head be peasy, the pants be sagging, they got on brand new clothes. You know? And then, not only that, but, you know, when you see an elderly standing up or sitting down, you know, you're supposed to offer the seat. The guys will sit there and look at you like you're supposed to get up and offer them a seat.
Okay, and now let me ask you, what I'm a 70s baby. Okay, what era are you, Monet?
I'm a 90s baby, so I'm not too far from this generation.
Okay, she's a 90s, but Monique, you are,
I'm a 70s baby.
Okay. So go ahead, Monet, I just wanted to fill that in, because I want the 70s baby, 80s, 90s, because I want all eras of the generation to let them know how we totally different compared to how they are now.
And even the way they speak to parents or adults. Usually, even me, if I get an older older cousin or older aunt, even my grandma, the age I am, my grandma, oh, I need to shut up. Not them. They want to talk. They want the last word. They want to hear their word. They want to get mad when they're wrong. They always right. And they don't want to hear nothing.
I definitely agree with you on that. And my thing is, even back then with the 90s, if you remember too as well, Monique, back then it was what, the bamboo earrings, or was that the 80s?
That was like the 80s.
The 80s, okay, with the bamboo earrings. The 90s were Biggie Smalls and them, and Biggie Smalls and all of them had came out, and, well, you might as well say it was just Biggie Smalls at that time.
Yeah.
Right. But even back then, he wasn't allowed to wear the big bamboo earrings. Like, you have to have a certain size. So, parents still have control.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I feel like this whole new generation, they take things to a whole different level. You understand?
Yeah, because society has them believing that they can do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. And the rap music.
Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and whoever else, Meek Millie, yeah.
And they do, because, you know, with society, you know, in a way, because a lot of people like to try to say it's the home environment. But I don't think, I think society has a big part that they actually playing in this.
Yeah, they do. They need to give the control back to the parents and let the parents do, because if you go back to when your parents were alive, it wasn't like that. They had control. A lot of parents raise single kids. Look at how they turned out. So say now, you got a parent that raised a single kid, they're saying that they're not capable. They're capable. Society took it out of their hands. That's the problem.
Exactly. And I think what really made it bad is when they gave these, I'm going to say, children the privilege to call on their parents.
Well, they have the privilege.
You understand? But, you know, a parent could actually get locked up now for hitting on their child if they feel like they abused them.
Okay, and I tell moms, when I come out, where you going to live at? Because it's not going to be in my house.
I hear you. I definitely hear you. I definitely agree with you on that one. Because there's no way a parent should be told what to do with their child. Especially, I'm not even going to say the problem. I'm going to say especially the female, the mother. You know, you carry them for 9 months. You have to push them out. And now you're going to tell me after the sickness, the pain, you know, the pressure and everything else, that I have to ask you what I could do with my child? To me, that don't make no sense at all.
Not when they're not helping you take care of them. They're not sitting up in the hospital with them. They're not doing anything for them. So, therefore, they really have no bearing on them.
Exactly.
I'm not old school.
Exactly, exactly.
Fourth
we have another.
One,
we have, what you said, Mo, you're going in and out.
I said, talk one, smack twice.
You're definitely right. We have another caller. We're going to bring them in. Hold on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you hear Markeith's topic for this evening? Right now we have Markeith on the line. He's a young teenager, and he wants to know what makes eras different from another. Is his era really worse than our era? You know, like I said.
You don't have to say no more. You don't have to say no more. Yes, it is. Yes, sweetheart, it is. Because when I was your age, if I did something down the street, I get my butt whooped down the street, come home, get my butt whooped again. So, yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, honestly, you know, I have two kids of my own. And the kids nowadays, yes. They're doing more different things, like, you know, constantly bring up about in my area. You have these teenagers that's, like, in these gangs, you know, carrying guns, selling drugs. How dare we even thought about even picking up a drug at that age? You know, seriously. But, you know, you got some parents. You got to fight some parents as well now. You can't put it all on the kid, because I know a lot of young kids, they have been brought up in the right way, and they wouldn't dare disrespect an older person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of them is Miss This, Miss That, Mister, you know, instead of just calling them by the first name. But to me, yes, kids are worse today than they were back then.
Now, we all got our eras going on, all right?
Okay.
If you don't mind me asking, what era was you actually in? It's up to you. It's up to you whether you want to say it. Now we got, as of right now, we got the 70s. So if you say beyond 70s, you want to say beyond 70s?
I know. I ain't ashamed. 60s.
Oh, okay. That's even better. So now we have an era in here from the 60s, the 70s, and the 90s. Compared to the era that's going on now.
Right.
You understand? So the thing is, you know, like I said, you know, every era is like totally different from the other. And it seems like this new generation era of kids is worse than every generation going down.
It really is. You know, because, you know, I got grandkids, so. And, oh, yeah. Okay. Who's been talking about? Oh.
Well,
yes, baby.
The...
I was born in 61, so. you know, but I have like 80s and 90s kids, you know. But the kids now, I'm serious. It's unbelievable.
I'm not, as a teenager right now,
uh-huh.
It's a bunch of things that we go, not that we go through, but that it get us, what's the word?
Yeah.
Hyped up. Like, let's say we were listening to a rap song.
Right.
That'll give us the power, like, yeah, now I feel like fighting now. Like, yeah, like.
But why?
Because it's like the rhythm and the words they speaking. Like, for example, I don't know if y'all ever heard of this rapper, like a Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way he raps gets you hyped up, like, yeah. Yeah, like now
no,
let's fight. Like,
that's a vivid of your imagination.
Yeah. So that's probably another reason that us young kids do a lot of dumb stuff and unnecessary stuff now.
But you know what? You know what, Marquis? Do not follow that. We've spoke on that before. You got to go with your own instinct, sweetheart. Don't listen to what this man is saying. You know, that's the thing. Because I have a 5-year-old grandson that knows all about Meek Mills. You know, and when he asks me about some Meek Mills, I'm like, who in the hell are you talking about? I don't know nothing
mm-hmm.
about Meek Mills, but he lives in Philadelphia. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And but my thing is, it's a lot of things that these artists are saying, but you don't have to follow in that footstep, sweetheart.
It's
you
up
know,
to you.
Because I'm going to tell you, when they first brought out Roots, right, I was a young kid. But it didn't give us the right to go out there and beat up every white person we've seen because of what they did to us. I wanted to, yes. But I had to sit back and think and talk to my parents about it. That's not the right route you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes whatever they're saying, you know, like they go out there saying killer MF or whatever. You don't have to do that. Or you don't have to go out here and pimp smack nobody just because, you know, this dude is sitting there and rapped about all of that. Think and do your better judgment. You don't want to end up locked up in jail for doing something dumb because of what a rapper was talking about.
Yeah, but also, I respect a lot of kids in my generation.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of kids in my generation that's trying to be something they not. That's why I respect a lot of kids that's who they are.
Right.
Instead
and
of trying to be something they not and fighting and everything, that's not for everybody, and that's not the right way to go.
That's true.
So instead of just being who you are, if you're not about the fighting and stuff, then don't be something you're not.
Right.
Because karma going to strike right back.
Something that you're not. Because a lot of these rappers, if you really pull up their profiles, half the stuff that they're rhyming about is not actually what they have actually done. It's what other people have done.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
know, rappers that
not ever, we had Curtis Blow. We had a whole bunch of them. But we didn't follow what the fuck did. We did as we were told to do. It's different.
Yeah, and see, back then, when they was doing songs, go ahead, Mo. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said it's easier for us to be a part of the group than you doing something different. That's what's called the follow. We raise our children to be followers. But to that, it's close.
Okay, this looks like you brought up about fighting, right? Back in the day, we knocked up. We didn't go
exactly.
and get weapons. We didn't jump
right.
people. You know, we would fight. And 5 minutes later, we were the best of friends.
And you know what? And the funny story is because my best friend that I know now for 30 years, that's exactly how we became best friends. He
right.
threw a rock and hit me in my head. We fought. I got the best of him, and we became the best of friends ever since then.
Right. But nowadays, you know, they got guns. They got straight razors, or they jumping you. You know,
yeah.
Young girls, I mean, like teenage girls, I wouldn't
they not making
go out there
any
and be like, you know, sweetheart, you shouldn't talk like that. They'll be ready to jump me just because I think you shouldn't talk like that. Then I'm
mm-hmm.
going to end up in jail. Because if you hit them, you're going to jail.
Yep. That's what we were talking about earlier, how society got it now where the kids
get the parents locked up for hitting on them.
Man, all they gonna do is call Dyfus on you. And see, Dyfus needs to take a check too. Because, for the simple fact, you really telling these kids it's okay for you to cut your mom out or your father or whoever, and then if they hit you, call us.
Mm-hmm. And so, just like Mo was saying about the music. Back then, the music they had back then, it wasn't all about the killing and everything. You
right.
understand? If anything,
right.
they was talking about, like, for instance, I was watching an episode last night. They was talking about crack, how the hip-hoppers try to stop everybody from using crack. You understand?
Right.
Bass, how low can you go? You know, that's what it was all about. Nowadays, you understand?
About killing. Murder.
It's all about, you know, the killing. And exactly, the killing and everything.
But also, I also respect as some kids in this generation, they don't follow other groups. Like, for example, me growing up, I was never known as a follower.
Good.
Bro, you follow what you want to do. And my follower was basketball. And there's a lot of kids that also, that probably need some dream to get out of the trouble, that need something. And mine was basketball.
Well, Siggy, say I like you have had parents to bring you up in the right perspective in the right way, too. You know.
True.
It's not about where you come from, you know.
It's not.
But the thing is, like, both of my kids are grown. Now,
uh-huh.
if you choose to go out here and end up locked up, it's nothing I can do. I've done the best I could when I was raising you. Now, what you do after you get grown, I mean, you can't go back and say, well, if my mom or dad wouldn't have been doing this or blah, blah, blah. No, sweetheart. Whatever you do, you're on your own. Actually, when you get to know that you're right from wrong, you should know better than to do certain things.
Exactly.
I want y'all to stay on the line. We have another caller. I'm going to bring them in real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now before we get started, we have errors going on right now as well. Okay, we actually, and what's funny is it's going down the line. We have the 60s, we have the 70s, we have the 90s, and we have the new generations going on. Let us know what's your era and what you think about this topic that's going on.
Generation X. Yeah, what generation are you? What era?
I'm 70s. I was born in 78. So I'm a 70s baby, but, I mean, some people could look at it as 80s, too. Cause
no, you got to go to the nervous. You're
an
80s baby, lady.
But I'm going to claim. I can claim both of them. But both
no,
of them
we only can claim one.
Where
no.
It is right now. No, I can claim both.
No. We only can claim one. You got 70s or 80s. And if you round it off,
we got
exactly.
60, 70,
round it off, you're
80s,
baby.
But I did hear the topic, and it's very interesting because I would say that this generation is worse, of course. Sorry, I agree with the call that the Generation X, I believe, she said. I definitely agree with that. But the way I was brought up is you have to raise them right, you know, from the womb. You have to
right.
do your best. You have to give your all. And the minute you see that they're starting to stray and they're forgetting what you have taught them at home, and they're letting the rap music and everything control their mind, you got to bring it back. As parents, we have to make sure that we're always on top of it. And even as parents, you know, we're never too old, so to speak, to learn. But I believe that once we set our foundation, you know, for our children, and we keep instilling it on them year after year after year, you know, month after month after month, you know, we're the ones that's monitoring our children. If we allow our children to get wrapped up in the society and what society does with the pants sagging and all that stuff, then guess what? It's now society's child. It's no longer your child because your child's not going to listen to you.
Nope.
You know, so I believe it starts at home, and you have to be strict And you have to make sure that you set a solid foundation for that child. So
I agree.
Even when they do hear that rap music, you know, they do see the person, you know, with the pants sagging and stuff like that, they don't repeat that. They do what they have to do for themselves. Nobody wants to see nobody's butt crack when they're walking around. Even for females. You know,
and they don't realize.
Wants to see you wearing a pair of pants that's like two sizes too small with your crack showing. We don't want to see that.
And also, kids our generation, they are type slow because some of them don't even know where that even came from.
They are.
They don't know they used to do that in jail. They still do.
But you know what? Not actually deal with children, you know, from the age of 13 to 19 years old. And when I tell you, you say type slow, I say slow. Okay? I do. Because, and then it just brings back to what I was saying, that nowadays when you come from a home that's not stable, then 9 times out of 10, guess what? Now you're looking for that family from that gang. You know, you're looking for the family from the streets. You're no longer looking from the family at home because you already know what the home family is. So I bring it back to setting a solid foundation and just make sure that we're always on top of our children 100%.
But see,
always.
I understand,
you know,
what you were saying about the. I understand what you were saying about the parents part, but for some kids it's real hard to go out there and not follow behind their friends,
sure.
Not knowing the fact that they're following. You understand?
I
they feel
you
like
in,
they.
I'll take you out.
They feel like they joining in a group of kids, not knowing they follow. And the fact of it all is, when you follow, the best thing to become is a leader, not a follower. You understand?
Right.
So to me, some of them feel like if they say something to this person, it's going to start something. You understand?
Right.
Meanwhile, they got that persona, that character, got the people thinking that they so tough when they not. Because if you think about it, a lot of this new generation, they really tough around their friends. But when you see them alone, it's like they're newborn babies. And
exactly.
They fail to understand that. You understand? You can be tough around your friends, but you was born by yourself. And at one point, you're going to be walking without your friends and be by yourself. You understand?
And that's when it's going to go down.
See, my mama used to tell me, she brought me in, she'll take me out. And
exactly.
Therefore, with that being
same
said,
with me, she still does
now. I know that if I'm out there and I have a solid foundation at home and I'm listening to what my friends say and doing what my friends do, I know when I get home, I'm going to have me a belt or a shoe or something waiting for me.
Whatever.
You know, it don't matter. Now, I came from the era where they picked up whatever they wanted to pick up to thank me. And
true.
I had it all. So I wasn't no saint, you know, either. But when it comes down to it, that discipline and that structure, it was there to a certain extent. But I
right.
still did what I wanted to do. But when I realized, okay, well, you know what? You got to really follow what the foundation is at home, because I ended up pregnant and I was the youngest out of 6. So there was no way that was supposed to happen.
Right.
If I would have followed through with what the structure I had at home, I wouldn't have got caught up in the society and the having sex. You know, I wouldn't have got caught up in all of that. So that's why I say what I say. The foundation, the structure has to be at home. And when I talk to my mom to this day about what happened, this, that, and other, I can't blame her because
right.
I listened to society. I didn't listen to her. If
well,
I didn't listen to
you
her,
know,
I wouldn't have had my look for my oldest one now.
Back then, it was like, you know, hey, you felt cool if you did what, you know, everybody else was doing. You know, and another problem with the kids today, and this is the parents' call, don't party with your kids. Don't allow your kids to sell drugs at your home. Where I am now, a 17-year-old was living with his mother. They found all kind of drugs, guns, money, everything in her home where the 17-year-old was selling. You got to know what's going on in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to come out. Right. You know, honestly, you either getting high or he's supplying your high or that money is so good. You know, you don't care what this kid is doing. But at the end of the day, easy money is the worst money.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that easy money going to get you locked up?
But see, when even when you go out, I mean, you see mothers partying with their kids, you know, all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, it just gags me every time. I don't care how old they are. It just gags me because when you think of it, what type of example are you setting for them? They see you drinking. They see you smoking. So they're looking at you like, damn, this is my mom. You know what I mean? And everybody else, or you introduce, like, oh, this is my daughter. Oh, this is my son. Okay. 9 times out of 10, I haven't seen that one person that was proud when their parents get drunk and act a fool.
None.
I think it depends on the character of the parents in that child. If they old enough, then yeah. You understand? You can go out with your parents and you can have fun if they old enough. And you know what I mean? Y'all could go out and have fun. But if it comes down to a fact of it being like, I'm going to actually say 21 and under. Because when they reach 21, you're actually in a doubt.
Exactly.
You understand? So I feel like if you with your kids and you're a parent, under 21, and you're going out to party and you're drinking and you're smoking, no. Are you in the house and you're drinking and you're smoking with your kids and they under 21? No, because what you're doing is you're raising them too fast, and now when it comes down to the point of them disrespecting you, you want to slap their head off, but you put them in that predicament from the get-go.
Exactly. Or either when you see the mothers out here trying to dress just as young as the daughter.
A hot mess.
I mean, you know, the mama got on the dress up to her elbows.
I also agree what he said also, though, because growing up, what my parents always told me is they my parents first.
Right.
Before they
right.
my friend or anything. Parent first.
That's right.
Right.
And then if we want to, if I be good or whatnot, they'll be my friend after. But they always going to be my parent first.
There you go.
That's right. But that's absolutely right. You know, me personally, my own preference, I'm not partying with my child. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm not. You know, I don't even want to see my daughter drink in front of me. Okay? So that lets you know right there. I'm not into that.
Well,
I'm
partying with mine. But mine is over 21.
but you know, that's my mom was 21 when she gave me my 50th birthday party. But
aww.
Before that,
yeah, but she's an adult.
but you know, we that's why she's where she is and I'm where I am. You know, because like I said, if I happen to go visit her and we decide that we want to go out, we will. But like you said, Rick, she's over 21.
Exactly.
23 years old. You know, and I'm not going to be out there like lushed out like, you know. I'm not going to try to be the mom that's got on these 6 inch heels falling down because I can't walk in them.
You know,
and
what?
My dress up to my elbows.
But you might see a lot of that in the clubs.
Yeah.
You might see a lot of that in the clubs. But you know what? To me, that's a form of a mother trying to keep up with her daughter.
Exactly.
But she can't. You already lived
in
that era. Like, you can't keep up.
It's
like, you know,
exactly.
And that mother getting mad on the young boys, quote unquote, but then the old men are after the young girls. So the mom is mad because the old dude, the old head going after her daughter, so she going to go after the daughter's man.
You know what?
It's just backwards nowadays. I'm serious.
But you know what it is? And you know what? In a true statement, it's kind of sad. You know? It's kind of sad in a true statement.
I'm going to tell you a quick story, right? I went out with one of my good friends a couple years ago, and she was like 45. Her daughter had just turned like 22. We went out to the club. Now, I knew what the mother was like in the club. The daughter didn't know what the mother was like in the club. Okay? That was the worst, most embarrassing situation I've ever seen. The mother was up on a stage, dropping down, getting her eagle on. The daughter was so embarrassed.
Wow.
She was so ready to go. And then keep in mind, the mother had a husband right at home. The mother
was facing,
you know, grinding and stuff on the dance floor. And she was so embarrassed. So So to me, it's like, okay, yes, she was her friend. Yes, they had a good relationship. But if you're a classy lady and you're going to handle yourself in a classy manner, that's different, you know. But if you're going to get out there and act the way you usually act when you go to the club, don't bring your child with you because she's going to see the other side of you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then she's not going to respect you.
And she doesn't.
And you know what? She's probably thinking, you know what? This is what my mom been doing all along every time she go out. You know, she here's this hoochie mama, because that's basically what you are. You're a hoochie mama. You know, and no.
Yeah, you're definitely a 60 baby.
Hoochie mama.
Hoochie mama. I ain't hear that in a long time. I hear hoochie mama in a real long time.
Oh, man. Leave me alone.
Look, there she go, not finishing a sentence. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Listen, that's the country coming out of me, okay?
Right.
But right. I'm serious. It's you know, Marquise, I got to give you props, sweetheart, for even wanting to talk about this. And Rich Money, definitely you even letting him, allowed him to come on, you know.
Yeah, because I feel that, you know, to let everybody know, Marquise is actually my son. And I feel that he has to understand about this new era. You understand? Last week he asked me, he said, Dad, I want to come on a radio show. So I said, no, you know what, no. So he came to see me today, and I was like, well, you know what? Today you're going to go on a radio show. You know, let people know about your era. You understand? He comes to see me, but I don't know everything that he's doing. And I'm not going to say Marquise is a perfect child.
Yo.
He has ways like every other child. As long as he's doing the right thing and I see him doing the right thing, I have no complaints. You understand?
Right.
But if it comes down to a point, you're doing the wrong thing, then I find out and I see it.
And you're getting it in check.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Just like I believe Monique. Is Monique still on the line? Is Monique still there?
I don't Rich.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
I want to, do I say credit or what do I say? I want to give you your props because I'm going to tell you, Marquise, I've actually had the pleasure of meeting him in person myself. And from listening to him now, you and the mother have did a great job. Because he doesn't sound like he's one of these kids that's out here, you know, wanting to beef with people just because I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have some kids because dad or mom goes into this like, yeah, I'm macking and I'm bad. You know, you have a lot of kids that will go out here and start mess. And be like, well, I'll go get my mama. I'll go get my daddy. So what? Go get them. Go get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then you only start, you open up a whole can of different worms then.
Exactly.
You know, when that kid is probably 9 times out of 10 in the wrong, being disrespectful, you know, so go get your parents. I'm ready for them too. But
the new generation, you know,
and the
new generation is different now. You go ahead and say, go get your parents if you want to. You'll end up with the parents, the cousins, the aunts, uncles, nieces, and they come with bats and guns and everything too.
Thank you.
And they're not fighting fair. They're not fighting fair nowadays.
No. I'm trying
that's
to take
when
you
out. Talented, that's why when you say go get your parents, the person that's saying go get your parents, you better make sure that you got something for them when they come knocking at their door. I know if they knock at mine, I'm ready, but I'm just saying. If you try and challenge somebody, you better make sure you're ready.
And see, that's the bad thing because that's the form of disrespectfulness.
That's
you understand?
Right.
So now you're disrespecting
exactly.
the parents.
That's right. You're absolutely right, but But because the society is so different, where you might have, let's just say, like a 90s baby, you know, and a fight could happen at school. Next thing you know, it'll come out to the street. Next thing you know, everybody getting their parents and stuff involved. Now,
exactly.
You realize that some of the parents that's getting involved talk about, yeah, I'm going to fight. Think about whatever they're going to be from. If the parents going to say, okay, you know what, they fought already, did, you know, don't anybody jump in, let them fight, that's different. But nowadays, in this era, with the kids that they have and some of the kids' parents that they have, oh, they want to jump into the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's setting a
bad
example for the children at that, too.
Because, you know, I've seen it where, you know, this one particular kid may be getting their butt whooped. Well, then here's the mother, and you're not going to stand to see your child get beat up. So there you go jumping in as a grown-up, but you're going down.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when this kid go and tell the cop, well, Miss Smith hit me, Miss Smith going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But see, even with me being, I'll say, since Rich Money said I had to pick one, you know, with me being an 80s baby, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, like, if my daughter was to go and get into a fight or whatever, and the fight was fair, now that she's older, you know, because she'll be 21 in November, now that she's older, if she goes out there, she gets into a fight, and the fight was fair, and she just happened to lose the fight, you know, I can't do her like I would do her when she was younger. Because I was a young mother. Now, my thing was, if you get beat up out in the streets, I'm going to beat you behind when you come home.
Exactly.
So I can't do that nowadays to her because she's older, you know. But I let her know, you go out there and you do what you got to do and you be prepared because this generation is different than it was back in the day. Where, okay, they're not going to fight fair. They're going to bring something with them. They're going to bring somebody with them. Now, if that was to happen, you best believe she better call me and I'm going to be right there to make sure that nothing don't go down. But for the most part, okay, it's her fight. I'm going to let her fight as long as it's a fair fight. If it's not a fair fight, then I'm not going to stand there and let my child just jump. I mean, that would be ridiculous. So
yeah,
I'm definitely going to get in it with that. But for the most part, it's just worse because nobody fights fair. The music and everything controls our children at this point in time. And we have to think of, as parents, ways to bring it back so that our kids know what's right from wrong. They know what to do. They know how to dress presentable. They know how to speak to people. They know how to make sure they use Miss and Mister. You know, they know how to say excuse me if they bump into somebody. You know,
right.
We gotta bring it back as parents and raise our children the best way we can.
There you go.
And nowadays, when you hold the door for kids nowadays, you'll be lucky if you get a thank you.
That's true.
Right about that.
You got a big
point right
there. You know.
So do you have to think that come from the household or society, the form of disrespectfulness?
Right.
I think that when you discipline your child the correct way and they open doors and they say excuse me, they say mister, they say miss, I believe that the beginning part of that starts at home because you're teaching the kids how to manners. And manners starts at home. Now, along the line, if they get those manners or they choose not to use those manners and you happen to see it, it's up to you to check it. You know, if you don't see it, then you don't know what your child is doing. But if you see it, it's up to you to check it. It's not for you to sit there and say, oh, okay, well, they didn't say nothing or, you know, they was disrespectful to that person. As adults, I think that it's our job to discipline our children, no matter what age they are.
I agree with you.
If they do something wrong and their friend's not going to tell them they did something wrong. Us as parents, we have to tell them that they did something wrong. We got to correct them.
Yeah. It's a lot of also, I don't know if I'm wrong, but it was one time in school, I was holding the door for some kid, and there was about three kids that walked past, and they saying thank you. So this one, so he's going to walk past, so I said, you welcome. And he looked back at me like, I'm still expecting a thank you. So he's still looking at me. He turned around and kept walking.
But, you know, but even with that, I say that you do what your parents taught you to do. If your parents have installed on you manners, you know, and respect, Therefore, you do what you got to do. And sometimes, honestly, you're not always going to get that thank you. You're not going to get that.
That's true.
It don't matter if it's from an adult or a child. You're not going to get it. But that don't change who you are and how you were raised as an individual.
They don't say it. You know, you do what you're supposed to do and keep it moving. Because, see, if you stand there and be like, yo, you ain't going to do nothing, you ain't going to say thank you, then it's only going to start up animosity. Just keep it moving. Know that this kid has no respect. You know?
Exactly.
And keep
exactly.
going. But this was really a man. Like I said, I'll give him props again, Marquise. You really, like, they made GQ family really proud of your father, your mother,
yeah.
and yourself.
We're so proud of you, Marquise. You're the excellent job.
Now, Marquise, do you have any final thoughts on the topic of this ever topic?
No, the only thing I like to say is thank you for having me on the show.
Wow.
Okay, is there any shout outs you want to give?
Just a shout out to my parents and also y'all for telling me how I am, but a real shout out to my parents too. If it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be here right now. I don't think
that's a probably.
Either. That is a fact.
Oh. Well, Marquise, I want to thank you for joining us. It was an honor to have you on. You was actually our first teenager on GQ College. Started. All right?
Yes.
All right. Marquise Shaquille Archibald, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artists, Mike Mowet, and we're going to be playing his smashing single, My Addiction. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
Fire, baby.
For sure.
He owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas, cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love, coping with them heartbreakers, but he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, bore like a couple rings, bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby mother tatted, 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them, took them out to Belgium, welcome. This pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in. I'm mama's eating the outer. I call him daddy like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's the top of the top, but I never fought with beginners. I let him play with my pussy, then lick it out of his fingers. I'm in the zone.
Around a few times, huh? And I'm on my life. So all they do is fight. I tell her, make me some money. She tell me, make me a wife. I tell her, be crazy. Fuck around with you. And excuse my French, but I'm a long kisser. And then she try to tell me I'm the only one that's hitting. And I say, what about them nippers? She say, what about them nippers? You right. What you doing tonight? Put on something tight. Don't judge me, I get life. She love me like a brother, but fuck me like a husband. Fuck me like a oven. Too hot to put my tongue in. All I had to do was rub it. The genie out the bottom. So wet, I'ma need God. She tell me that it's mine. I tell her stop lying. Mine and who else? She said, worry about yourself. Let's go.
This ain't how you go. Be in my groove. It's like
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. Right now, Mike is in the area. He said he's going to call in, give him like 5 minutes, and we're going to find out what's going on with him in the music industry. We're also going to play his smashing single, My Addiction. So for the meanwhile, what I want y'all to do is sit back and relax. We're going to play another single, and then Mike will be with us. So stay right there and don't move, and just wobble it out for me. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. let's paint. I'm taking the game's mine. Yeah, I witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack rap, stay light, save the time. I can dance, homie, I don't do fair. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that can dance might could possibly get down with the tool in his hand. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bird. Now I'm a pro, make you bend your back low, then the pound it real fast to light the percolate.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah.
To GQ Palace Radio, and with me right now, I have the one and only Mike Moet. Mike, welcome to the show. You there, Mike?
Yeah, sir. Yes, sir. What's happening?
What's going on, Mike? I want to thank you. You know, it's an honor having you on. You know, I know you're doing big things. Definitely doing big things. You got big things going on. You know, let them know a little something about, you know, what you got going on right now.
Well, right now, it's all about the 50 Shades of Dust thing right now, man. That's where I'm at with it right now. We're about to release that on March 21st. It'll be available for free download. 50 Shades of Dutch. By your boy, Michael Way, yours.
Man, now, Mike, how did you come up with your name, Mike Moet? Let's know that.
Well, it started from a shortening of my government name. You know what I'm saying? So it was a shortening of my government name was Mike Mo. And, you know, at the time, growing up as a little dude, Moet was the popular thing that, you know, all the players was drinking, all the ballers was drinking, so I just adapted it. Later on, you know, as I was getting older, it became an acronym for money over everything. So, you know, that's what we have now.
Okay. Now, I know you're dealing with Sway. Sway doing a lot of things in the music industry. He got a lot of things going on. You understand? How did y'all actually link up?
Oh, wow. I got new Sway since I was a kid. Like, this whole me doing music seriously was more of his dream, like, you know what I'm saying, it's a plan that he saw. I was content just serving rappers on the block, man. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, when we first started doing this, I always had lyrics, but I wasn't even making songs at the time. And, you know what I'm saying, Sway came along talking about doing this music thing, and it took him a while to even get me to focus on that, but, you know, you hear that.
I definitely feel you. Now,
What actually made you get started into music? Because back then, like you said, you know, you wasn't into it. What actually made you, would you say Sway the one who actually got you into it? Or was it something you was doing back then when you was younger?
Nah, see, I was always into rap. I was always into MCing. The thought of actually being able to put a record out or, go in the studio or make a record, that really wasn't my thing. I started off, like most real MCs, as a battle rapper. So, you know, I wasn't really even thinking about no record deal or nothing like that. That didn't come till later, you know, Sway started taking me to the parties, and it's like, we didn't even have no demo. We was getting in parties, and we was getting in A-list parties just on the strength of Sway saying, yo, my man is nice. You know, so I may have had to kick the rhyme maybe two or three times, and we was good after that.
Now, let me ask you, what's the best thing you like about being an artist, period? You understand? What you feel is the focus about being an artist that you like the most?
I mean, honestly, being an artist for me is somewhat therapeutic, first off. And secondly, being on stage is like a high you can't replace with anything. There's no drug going to give you that high. There's no sex that's going to give you that rush. Being on stage is like its own drug in and of itself. So it's like, That's what it is for me.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what's the first thing that comes to mind before you go on the stage and before you enter that booth to record?
That's two different things. It's like,
yeah.
It's two different things. When I'm going up, when I'm getting ready to go in the booth, my whole thing is, all right, let's get these lyrics, let's make sure the flow is the way it's supposed to be. I got ad-libs in my head, where they're going to be placed on the track. I mean, it's a whole lot of things that's in my mind before going to booth. But when I go into a show, it's like before the show, I'm usually chilling on relaxed mode till about maybe 5 to 10 minutes before I go on. Then I kind of like zone out by myself just to get into my zone so I can visualize me carrying the stage down. That's what goes on in my head. Before I go on the stage, it's like, you know, I visualize me tearing the stage down, and then I go on.
Now, has it ever came to the point of you getting, like, stage fright, where you're throwing a black shade, you got to close the eyes, or was just like, it's a natural thing for you to just go on the stage and just be like, okay, let me do what I got to do?
At this point now, it's just almost like second nature. At first, it was more of a point of, where I like to have on shades or whatever. Now it's the point of second nature. And in all honesty, once the lights are hitting you, you can't really see anybody past the third row anyway, so it doesn't really even matter.
Yeah, because I know you had, did your joint at the tavern. Oh, no, I know that was Curtis Jones, my boy. That was Curtis Jones. But y'all also did something together.
Jones.
Yeah, y'all also did something because Curtis Jones is on. Last week, he's actually going to come back on. How did Jolly go? Because I'm also going to play a single that y'all did together as well tonight.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what I'm
So, you know, first I want to play your My Addiction, let everybody hear that. But then I'm going to play the single that y'all got together. Now, how did y'all link up? Or did y'all link up because of Sway and y'all in the same, doing it with the same person?
Now, funny enough, Jones came about through somebody who I was actually signed as part of a group to an independent deal in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s. So it was like one of the dudes that I was in that group with brought Jones through. He's like, yo, this dude, he's got talent, but I don't really know what to do with him. And it's like, really, it was nothing to do with him. You just let him do what he do. It's just, you know what I'm saying, just focusing what was already there.
Okay. Now, if you could open for anybody in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Well, see, right now, if I could open anybody there that I'm pushing 50 Shades of Dutch, I would probably want to open. Oddly enough, it wouldn't be a rapper. It would be either like Trey Songz or R. Kelly, simply because of the lines along that I made in this album, 50 Shades of Dutch. It's along those lines. This could have easily been an R&B album. It's just I can't sing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. This could have easily, but this one was mainly for the ladies. It's a mellow out drink, you know, fellas could blow on when you in your player mode. You know what I'm saying? Just got the car washed, nice sunny day, or you going to see that shorty or whatever, or you just feeling yourself today. One of those. That type of vibe.
All right, so what I want to do right now, I want to get into your first single, Addiction. Let everybody know about that.
Yeah, my addiction. But this came about because I have a lot of female friends, and I watched them reading this 50 Shades of Dust. I mean, this 50 Shades of Grey, the novels, the trilogy, right? And I'm looking. Have you ever watched a woman read these books?
The woman's
like, what? You ever watched a woman read 50 Shades of Grey?
Okay.
Like, just watch them read it. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? The things they're going through while reading it. I wanted to be able to capture that feeling, that emotion in a song instead of one of those Zane novels or one of those. So it was basically, my addiction was one of those put to music. And that's where I came up with my addiction.
All right. So we're going to get into that right now.
All right,
Dons and Divas. Here's one of his bangers, My Addiction, by Mike Moet. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Make neighbors check. We lucky this is song because the movie would be rated X. Love took them by the 2 or 3, but nowadays it's 1-on-1. Go 3 rounds like UFC, ain't no fun with the 1-and-done. Far more than fun and games, though we play with toys and things. She catered to me, make sure I thoroughly enjoy the thing. That's why she my motivation, to let them know my station. Go hard, hustle non-stop, no vacation, no days off, never laid off. We gon' stay on our burning until we're made off.
That track is just fire. Now, how did you get that? Was that like auto tunes for the Love the Way She Do It? Or how did you manage that? Let the people know how did you get it to sound like that.
That's actually chop the screw type of thing. The Love the Way She Do It. You know what I'm saying? That was a little ode to my down south graduate.
Oh wow! Now, how long was that? How long did it take you to write that? Was that something for somebody in particular, or was it just something you like said for watching the cars? I ain't trying to put you on the spot or nothing, you know. I just
No. It was like I said, man, that song was trying to capture the passion, the emotion, the erotica of like one of those books that you see all the women reading on the train, so into, some of them even missing their stops. I tried to capture all of that in a CD, and that's where I came with 50 Shades of Dutch.
Now, what if you had somebody come up to you that's an up-and-coming artist? What advice can you give them to help them to see and get to that era where you was at in the industry right now, where you are?
Best advice is, man, keep doing you, man. Like, whatever your plan was, stick to that. Because it's like, yo, man, you have a bunch of dudes who got a bunch of plans. See, that was one of my mistakes, really, because when I came in, I didn't really have any plan. I just knew how to rap. And like I said, the whole music thing wasn't really my idea to begin with. But it's like, I always wanted to do music, you know? But you stick to what you do, man. Whatever your plan is, because you let other people's plan, it's like, they may have a good plan, but nobody can express your vision the way you can express it. And like I said, I'm mad that it took me so long to figure that out. So that would be the advice that I give anybody up and coming. Like, just stick to your plan. Whatever plan you had coming in, man, stick to that, man. Don't let nobody deter you from it.
Where you see, what's your inspiration and goals in the music industry?
I mean, my overall goal, like I said, I'm an MC first. So I want to be respected as a lyricist. But beyond that, I want to be respected as an artist. Like, my artistry, I think it can be perceived as bigger than just one genre. You know, it's music. I just happen to be a rapper. I don't necessarily make, quote-unquote, hip-hop music. You know what I'm saying? I make music.
So you would consider yourself more of an MC than a rapper, or is it something? Which one would you actually consider yourself more of being, an MC or a rapper?
Oh, man. keeping it real. At heart, I'm an MC, but in the studio, I would have to be a rapper because that is my occupation. That's what, you know what I'm saying? That's what you do. But at heart, I'm always gonna be an MC. It's always gonna be, you know what I'm saying? At heart, it's always about the lyrics. That's how I came up in hip hop, man. It's like you can have a hot song, you know what I'm saying? We rock to your song, but for dudes to respect you, you have to be nice.
I definitely feel it. No, because you know a lot of MCs, you know, they consider themselves to be an MC and not a rapper. Which I'm trying to figure out, how could you not be a rapper? You understand? You know, exactly. At the end of the day,
in all honesty, I hate to cut you off, but pardon me, brother. But it's like that's why a lot of dudes never actually get to turn this into a monetary thing, you know, so you never really get to see the paper from it because you refuse to be flexible with it. Like, being an MC doesn't necessarily sell records.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Being an MC is what's going to get people to keep continually coming to your shows. It's going to get people to continually mess with you. But to draw them in, to sell the records, you have to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You're a rapper. That's what you do.
Rock
party, rappers sell records.
I definitely feel you. Now, how do you feel about the iTunes situation? You know, as far as going with the record label or doing your own on iTunes, which one in your aspect that you feel is better, the iTunes, or are you just going with a major or independent label?
I mean, it depends on the individual situation. If you're in a situation, honestly, if you're in a situation where you can move, in all honesty, you know you can move 10,000 units any CD that you put out, I would rock out independently, like just me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to rock out with iTunes. Now, you know, if you just got a little buzz, you're trying to get it, maybe you want to go to an independent label. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You, much with the majors, you gotta really have everything in place, and usually by the time they really ready to mess with you, you at a point where you really don't necessarily need them unless you want to become a superstar, and that's a whole nother level.
Okay. But we have a call on the line, so we're gonna bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm blessed. By the best. I have a couple of questions for you.
Anything you want, baby, talk to
me. Okay, first off, is it a problem with you being an artist, being having to go so much, you know, with your significant other? Does that interfere in your relationship or whatever?
It doesn't. I mean, there's times where it gets trying, but my significant other knew what it was coming in. And she's a rider, so, you know, it is what it is. She knows that at the end of the day, this is all about the furthering of our family. It's not just an individual goal. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's a family goal.
Okay, do you plan on doing any plays or making any plays, videos, all of that good stuff?
Okay, yes, I plan to go be very visual this year. There will be a video for my addiction. We just finished up the treatment. We're about to pick the female for my addiction or whatever. Then I'm going to shoot a little mini movie for one of the songs, it's not much. It sounds like a lot more than it is. It's gonna be a 15-minute movie, off of one of the songs, off of 7 Pounds, which is my album that's coming this summer. So you know, we'll be busy. You'll be able to see me. Plus, I'm on a huge thing that'll come out, so it'll be good for you, boy.
I heard that. So in 5 years, where do you see yourself?
In 5 years, I see myself retired from actually being a recording artist. I'll probably still be touring for the rest of my life if it's possible. But I'll be retired from being an actual recording artist and in position where I can make other people's dreams come true.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Listen, your music is a banger.
Thank you, love.
Keep up the good work, because
thank
I
you.
See you going very, very far.
Thank
you.
I
know,
appreciate it. Before.
It's
going to
take time.
Can I know who I'm talking to, though?
This is T.
Okay, what's up, T?
And I will request you on my Facebook page.
Thank you.
And trust and believe, your music come out, I will get it.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Enjoy your night, love.
Now, Mike, let me ask you. You know, a lot of people get a lot of MCs sometimes get that feeling where, oh, like, you know what, I'm getting tired of this. I'm not even going through this no more. What gives you that drive to be like, all right, you know what, I'm going to keep doing this until I make it all the way up there? What actually gives you that drive?
What it is, it's like, for one, I've always been one who hates to lose. And it's like, this has been the one thing in life that I wanted to do that I haven't been able to totally master. So it's, that alone is enough to keep me going. But all in all, I put too much in to just turn away. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like people don't like my music. A lot of times I got distracted, getting caught up in other things that, you know, that'll be covered on other albums. But where I'm at right now, I just make the music, man. I got to make this work, man. I got a lot of people who believe in it more than I did. So if nothing else, I owe them.
Now, who produced your track? Do you have a normal producer that produced them, or do you use random producers?
I'll go with random producers. That particular track was produced by D-Block South, Don Mega. Shout out to my dude, Don Mega, out of Miami or whatever. He hit me with some fire for the My Addiction joint.
that was some fire right there. I ain't even going to doubt it. Now, the one with you and Mike, I mean, with you and Curtis, Be the One.
Yeah. Oh, Be the One. Okay.
Yeah. How did you come up with that single?
Oh, wow. That's actually a throwback joint too. My girl, you know, say all the Wang One fans gonna appreciate that. That was really a joint where him and another one of the artists that I had under me at the time. Actually, he's still family. It's just, you know, he's somewhere else right now, but they really had the song, you know what I'm saying? They really was where they wanted to go with the song, you know what I'm saying? And I just came in and, you know what I'm saying, spiced it up a little bit. But they already had where they wanted to go with the song. It was a joint off of PS2, the Be The One joint. It's actually featuring me, Curtis, and my dude, Shake Dog. Shout out to my dude, Shake Dog.
We're going to get into that, but what's the worst thing you would say about being an up-and-coming artist?
A lot of times people don't respect your craft. Like, when you're up-and-coming artist, people just look at you like, oh, yeah, you're just another rapper, you're just another run-of-the-mill dude or whatever. And I'm so far from that. It's like, all right, you have to get it to where people respect what you do, what you bring to the table, man. And a lot of this showcase circuit, man, that's going on is crazy. I mean, I got a lot of friends who are on both sides of the fence, so I'm not really going to voice my opinion on it, but this is a crazy situation, man. You got to start manipulating the game where you can try to make your own situation, because this, you know what I'm saying, this is crazy. For that, man, you hook up with another dude who you seen out in the grind, you find two more dudes, and then y'all throw a show. Now you got a little mini concert with just 3 or 4 acts as opposed to 20 people performing. Then what if they put you on late? The people who came out to see you really don't want to stay for all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole other thing. But anyway,
That was now, I definitely feel you on that, you know, as you see, because that's the problem with, you know, everybody out here right now. They don't want to, they feel like, oh, it's an up-and-coming artist or somebody that's trying to do something that's not worth listening to. But if you listen to the music that's out now, it's all sounding the same.
Yeah.
All the music is sounding the same. Now, what I want to ask you is, what's going to make your music different from all the rest of it?
It's anything that makes me different from anyone else on earth. My music is so personal that it's like everything that makes me different from you is what's going to make my music different from music that anyone else makes, because it's individual. It's about my experiences, things I went through, or people close to me I went through. That's how I come up with my music. Most of it is recollection. It's a matter of how I sequence it.
I think you definitely got the mind and know exactly where you're going with the music and everything. And see, that's a good thing. But do you feel it's at any way where you get to that point where, you know, you're like, okay, you know what? Let me change up my style a little more than what I'm doing to draw the crowd more to what I got now. Or you would rather just keep the same flow, the same style, and going in the same direction?
I'm gonna keep it with, I don't know that I have a somewhat style, because it's all over the place. It's usually driven by the music that I pick. So it's like in all reality, with this 50 Shades of Dutch, this was put out solely for the purpose of drawing a different demographic from the usual, you know what I'm saying, Mike Moet, Mr. 12510, which I love all the supporters who've been there from day one for that. But this is another part of it. It's like in your life, you know, you do what you do, whatever it is, but you still have another life, a private life, you know, your life with the opposite sex. Those are stories in and of itself. And I just chose to explore that side of T-Dutch, you know? So that's where we go with 50 Shades of Dutch. It's a wild ride. The those that know me, hey, no, this is interesting. Like, a lot of people just want to hear where I'm going to go with it.
Okay. But what I want to do right now, I want to get into that single with Curtis Jones. Being the one, matter of fact, I'm going to let you introduce it. You introduce the next thing.
Hi. Yo, this is what's up. This is a classic Mike Moet joint featuring my dude Shake Dog, Curtis Jones, a.k.a. Jones C. We call this one D the One, or P. Dutch 2. Holler at your boy. Get at me, man.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Shake dog, judge man. This is Tony Smith. What's up, nigga? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the third war. We call this one be the what? A lot of heat over here. Oh, that's my dude, Joe C. Joe C. Sounds so good. Come on, do the two steps. Get your boogie on. Push the two steps.
Have just because when it all comes down to it, will you be the one? Baby, I just know that he can do it. We have just begun, yeah.
You ain't never had a friend like me, I promise that. Two-way tag, watch a nigga holler back in the middle of the day, wherever you stay. I'm typing in words to get the message relayed. Stop living in the past, we can never be slaves. In the debt that I owe, I can never repay it. I just wanna start from scratch, do it all over again and take it back. Cause we older than friends, remember high school, man? When you was molding your man, my niggas clowning me cause I was holding your hand. Beachfront properties, rolling in sand. Nah, we on the block, laws patrolling again. And through all that hate, somehow we did us. The future is now, it's time to live it up. The grind, I give it up. If I could be assured that you'd be down for life, you would never
when
be ignored.
When it all comes down to it, will you be the one? Baby, I just know that we can do it. We have just begun. When it all comes down to it, will you be the one? Baby, I just know that we can do it. We have just begun, yeah.
Would you ride with me? Would you ride with Jones C? When it's all said and done, would you be the one? Would you go for it all? Would you ride with ride with third floor. The sauce that is done, we be one. When the sauce that is done, we be one.
When it all comes down to it, will you be the one? Baby, I just know that we can do it. We have just begun. When it all comes down to it, will you be the one? Baby, I just know that we can do it. We have just begun.
Jones and Mike Moe, extraterrestrial, phone home. When it's done, will you be there alone, gone? Only time will tell, never mind, oh well. I know we can do it, mom, show we can do it. High ceilings, parquet flows, we can do it. You know how it be when you roll with a G. Anything is possible, you just gotta believe.
I believe it had cut us short, Mike. You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the song just cut us short. So
no.
What I mean,
it was just about to end anyway. Don't worry about it. It's all good, baby.
No, but you know we have 9 different episodes, so I need that whole song to circulate it on, you know, other episodes of the show.
Okay.
So I definitely want you to get that to me because that joint is fire. Now, I was getting into it just now. I was like, oh, okay.
Get the LCD, man. That's not a problem. You know, just holler at me, man. You know how that goes.
Now, how long did it actually take y'all to complete that single?
That song?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it real. I came in, like I said, They was halfway done with it, so in all reality, you're talking less than an hour or so.
Wow. Now, when did you your inspiration to, like, write a single, write a song? Do you look around? Is it something that just come to your head? Or do you just, you know, actually just come with it? What's your inspiration on writing a song?
See, the funny thing is I actually don't write. So it's like the inspiration is usually driven by the music. It's like whatever. It's like when you hear a beat, you sit down, that's what makes you pick a beat. When I hear, it's like a lot of beats I hear is fire, but I don't pick them because I didn't hear something when I heard it. Like, what makes me record to a track is like when I hear it, I hear it. It's like I hear words in the music. So it's like that's where the inspiration comes from. It's like, yo, that beat moved me. Like, okay. Yeah, I hear something. I hear flow. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, that's where I'm going to go with this. So it's the music that inspires it. It's nothing else with the music.
So you don't write it, so when you record it, you memorize it.
Yeah. It's a lot easier that way. It's that, you know what I'm saying? People think that it's something really special about that. No, it really just simplifies the process because you figure when you write rhymes, that means you have to write it, then memorize it, and then record it. You can skip out the writing part and just memorize it from the beginning, and then you can go right to recording it.
Yeah, but that's actually is a gift. You understand? Because a lot of people can't just, you know, you got some. I'm going to say about maybe 20 out of 100 that could actually do a track, rhyme, you understand, and keep in line of that subject of the track. You understand? The title of that song. You understand what I mean? So,
okay.
So that actually is a gift. Because me personally, I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I done deal with Rod Swinger, Chubb Rock DJ. I've been with the label with Eric B. and Rakim. I was on cable TV. Jeff Robinson, Alicia Keys manager. So, you know, certain things is you got to have a gift. So I would say that's definitely a gift you have. You understand? Because it's a gift for the simple fact of it being that you won't have to worry about getting writer's block.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen. It's like, for one, it's in real reality, I haven't said I've lived the greatest life, but I've lived a rather interesting life. So it's like once you hear a beat and you get a beat that gets you going, now it's just the beat will dictate which asset of your life you feel like expressing. And once you get there, now you're just going back to, okay, what story I want to tell? What do I want to let people know about this time? And that's how you come out with it, right?
I definitely feel you. Now, in 3 words, describe Mike Moe.
real fun guy.
I definitely feel you. I definitely feel you on that one.
Fun guy. Like, you know, you can break that up. Like, I'm a real dude, and I'm a fun dude. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, I definitely feel you. Now, do you have any openings coming up? Because my lounge is on fire. To get in the, to speak to Mike Moet, because the time is running short, press 1 to go on the air. If you're on your PC, the number to call is 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, Mike, do you have any up-and-coming events going on?
Like I said, we have the listening party for 50 Shades of Dutch, which will be on March 19th. The release party will be... Hold on. First of all, the listening party is at the O's Tavern on 138. Shameless promotion right now. O's Tavern on 138 3rd Avenue in Bronx, New York. Mike Moet, 50 Shades of Guts listening party, hosted by my dude Will Trax and shit. We going to get right. Then the release party, 50 Shades of Dutch, will be at the Ebony Lounge, the new Ebony Lounge. Shout out to my dude Ghost. He bought the joint. We did it. We in there for the release party. That'll be that Friday. I believe that's the 22nd of March. And that's basically what I got coming up. I may or may not be doing my homegirl Silence. She has an event at the Ebony Lounge the Friday before that. All Black Everything too. We tore it down. Shout out to my dude Henny the Dawn and Black Fresh Dawn. Shout out to them. We killed All Black Everything 1. So we tore it back. All Black Everything 2. Nothing has been finalized, so I'm not going to go out on a limb. But more than likely, I'll be there whether I'm performing or not. But the 19th, you definitely want to be there. I'm going to put on an epic performance for everybody coming out. This is one you want to catch, right?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Now, let me ask you. I've never asked nobody this question before. So this is the funny thing about it. Is there anything that Mike Moet want to let the listeners know that the listeners don't know that you feel they should know?
Wow. I'm going to keep it real. It depends on which listeners, because I know I have a lot of new listeners. All of a sudden, the My Addiction Journey has got me a lot of new listeners, a lot of fans. But all the core, like day one Mike Moet fans, it ain't really too much that you won't know, because like I said, my music is really, really honest. So if you actually got to listen to from Dutch 1 to Dutch 2, you know what I'm saying, to where we at now, you pretty much, you know what's going on or what's been happening in my life, at least for the dope part.
Now, if you had a chance for a major independent, which one are you mainly looking for? It don't even matter which one comes.
Really, whichever is the best fit for me, whoever is going to give me the most freedom to continue doing things the way that I do it, the way I'm comfortable doing it, whoever's in my corner the most, you know what I'm saying, whoever looks like they want to see me succeed the most, that's where I want to go, you know what I'm saying. And even if that's not an independent or a major, maybe that's an outside investor who just wants to invest in us putting the music out. I'm open for that too. I just want people behind me who really want me to win. Other than that, you know, I can do it myself and just get up money to do it right.
I definitely feel you. So, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on. Once again, you know, but do me a favor one more time and let the listeners know everything that's going on with you, your events. Let them know your singles. Let them know where they can get the singles. If you got them on iTunes, let them know everything. Let them know when it's coming out. Give your shout outs and the whole nine.
All right, listen. This is what it is. It's your boy Mike Moet. The My Addiction joint will be available for free download on Reverb Nation. I'm letting it rock for another week or so. But after that, you know what I'm saying, the whole 50 Shades CD is available for free download. Now, if you want a physical copy, you may have to pay for that. But the download, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
the download is totally free. So you can enjoy My Addiction and other treats I got. I got a joint with Songless. I don't know if y'all are familiar with what I do with Songless, incredible vocalist out of the Bronx or whatever. If y'all ain't acquainted, you will be soon. Dude is the truth, man. Shout out to him. Of course, you know Curtis Jones made an appearance. I'm going to talk to the women, and I got to have my partner with me. So, you know, he made an appearance on 50 Shades of Death. Right now, you know, we in talks. We're going to do Mike Neasy. He's supposed to be hosting this. It doesn't finalize, but it's looking like it's going in that direction. Shout out to one dude, BX All Day. His grind is incredible, so nah, I'm down with that.
And,
you know, after March, man, just about anybody party you can think about going to, if any party is popping, I'm showing up, man. We on our ground. We on our 1-2. We back on it. Third World back in the building.
Before I let you go, I just want to ask you one more thing. Where do you see your success going in, say, about a year or two?
In the next year, I say, I just hope to be touring. You know what I'm saying? In the next year. If I can, like I said, if I can get to that magic 10,000 downloads, I'll be very happy, very content. Now, if we can get a lot more out of that, then I'm not shying away from that either, but and yeah, that would be my overall goal, to be able to get the downloads and just to be able to be touring, so, you know, to monetize our move.
All right. Well, Mike, you know, I really want to thank you for joining us. You're welcome back anytime. For sure, send us those exclusives so we can rotate them. I'm going to definitely talk to Suede and all of them. And I definitely want to be at that mic joint you got going on at the tavern. And, you know, shout out to Swizz and all that, too, because, you know, I was at the tavern. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, yeah, definitely shout out to Uncle Swizz. Shout out to my dudes, BFD, hung out with dudes. You know, the whole family, CCB. It's us, man. Shout out to my dude, Side Castro. Get that mob tie. That mob tie is fire. I'm co-signing that one. That's one of my picks of the week. Side Castro, mob ties, and my dude B Dot, the winner. Both on that piff right now, currently. Fuck with my dude.
Okay. No doubt. Shout out to Swizz. You know, he's doing his thing. You know, at the tavern. You know, I want to shout out to him because he was definitely going in that night. You know, I had to leave, but I heard about it. You know, they shot the video and the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. But like I was saying, Mike, you know, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Mike Moet, Dons, and Diva. All right, coming up next, I'm going to do something a little different tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some exclusive tracks for some artists that was already on the show. You understand? And what I want the callers, if you choose to call in, let me know whether you think this material should be sent out there on a level for a record label, or do the person need more work on it? You understand? So that's what we're going to do for this next segment. We're going to do a little different. And believe me, the music we're going to play is going to be fire. Ain't no doubt about it. So make sure you stay tuned and listen to it and let me know what your advice is on it. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
If you see I am. Getting to the free throws, it's a dope party, same color as a kilo. Slow it down, full speed ahead. The bottom of his shoes are even red. Got numerous positions in the bed. I think we're gonna need another spread. And if your friend ain't pitching in, then we're gonna need another friend. Got your love on blast, I ain't turning down. That's my prerogative like Bobby Brown. What goes around, come back around, now I'm back in town.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the Palace, GQ Palace. And right now, like I was saying, tonight it's going to be something a little different. You understand? Because right now I'm in like relaxed mode, you know. And you know, I always state to the people that, you know, rotate their tracks and everything. So that's what we're going to do tonight, you know, for a little while before we end the segment. We'll play a couple of tracks from some of the up-and-coming artists that featured on the Lover Entertainment show. And, you know, you can sit back, listen, let us know what you think about that artist. If you want to press one to give your comment thoughts on it, you can do that. Or you can just sit back, ride, and listen out to the show. You understand? So the first track I'm going to play is by it's called Grown Things by Just Patrick. And this single right here, this is that definitely slow jam, making baby type of music. You understand? To me, it's fire. If you have any requests on it or you want to say something about it, feel free to do so. If not, like I said, just sit back and relax. This is Grown Things by Jeff Patrick here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
Tonight things, you and me all night.
Right, Dons and Divas, that joint right there was called Grown Up Things by Just Potts, by Just Potts, excuse me, by Just Patrick, excuse me, like I said, I'm in relaxed mode tonight, so I'll just kick back and I'll just lay it back tonight, so pardon me, I'm in relaxed mode, like I said. Now, that song was by Just Patrick. He was actually on the Michael Basin show when they played that joint. So that joint is about to come out, and he's doing big things. Now, the next joint I want to play for y'all was featured by an up-and-coming artist that came on, was Hooked On You by LVM. They doing their thing. We actually thinking about, you know, having them the first group to sign to GQ Palace Records. You understand? They doing big things, and their first joint I want to play for you is called Hooked On You by LVM. So check it out and let me know what you think. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Down on bended knee.
Welcome back to GQ Palace with your host, Rich Money. Like I said, tonight we laying back. We in the cut. We just laying back. I'm just relaxing tonight. And I'm just rotating a couple of up-and-coming artists that features on the show. So far, we played Grown Things by Jess Patrick. We played Hooked on You by LVM. This next joint, what this guy does is he's a reggae, hip-hop, and R&B artist all in one. And his name is Roe. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's doing big things. And he was actually on GQ Palace Radio, and he was letting us know about him and everything that he got going on. And when he told me he was a reggae, hip-hop, and R&B artist all in one, I'm like, I never heard of it. But his music is absolutely ridiculous. So what I want to do right now, I want to get into his single called Ghetto Movie. He got it out on YouTube. He's doing big things. He got a video for it. And his name is Ro. So we're going to get into that right now. Ghetto Movie by Ro here on GQ Palace Radio. Love it. It's a thing. Palace Radio. Like I said earlier, we just kicking it back. You know, I'm just taking a moment, you know, to relax myself, you know, get it all together and blend in. So we're just playing some of the up-and-coming artist tracks that featured on the air. We do have a caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what's going on? We know who you are. But let me ask you, because I don't know if you heard all the artist tracks that was on the air or whatever. So what do you think about the artist tracks that came on so far?
Just Patrick. Got it going on.
Okay.
And the first one you played needs work.
Which one?
The one before Just Patrick.
Oh, well, that's actually a single that's out already. That's by B. Smith and 2 Chainz called Let Go.
I'm sorry, it still need work.
That was by B. Smith and 2 Chainz.
So, I mean, but you want my honest opinion, right?
Well, yeah, it's, actually, I don't know if anybody actually heard that single yet.
Yeah, I never heard it.
It just came out a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Well, it need to go back in for a couple of months. But anywho,
so what do you think about the track we just played, Bro, Ghetto Movie?
It can use some work also.
Oh, Lord.
maybe I'm not a music person. But that Just Patrick, yo, dude, oh, got it going on.
Grown things. Oh, you must be one of those. You must be one of those.
I'm a grown person.
Grown person. I like grown things. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Hooked on You. That was pretty decent. I mean, I gotta say, Hooked on You is pretty decent. The one before Hooked on You needs work.
The one before.
Now you did play four, right? You did play four tracks, right?
I played Just Patrick, which was Grown Things. No, I only played three. Just Patrick, which was Grown Things. Hooked on You by LVM.
Well, Hooked on You, it's okay. You know, I can't say that it needs a whole lot of work, but Just Patrick, but that 2 Chainz. Need to get 4 Chainz, maybe. But,
No.
Yo, Rich Money, you said to get my feedback.
Like I said, tonight, I'm in relax mode. And I'm not going to lie, it feels kind of good to just be in relax mode and just to play some of the artist material for, you know, for the time length we got. Because, you know, I had a lot of artists coming to me and asking me, you know, do you rotate? And the fact of how I rotate the show is I only play one track at a time, which only 3 tracks
right.
to play.
You know,
so I figured tonight I'll just rotate it. And, you know, this way the artist tracks will get heard and people know exactly who was on, and you know, what type of material that we play and everything. So that's why I'm just rotating some tracks, letting people hear some of the artists that was out already. You know,
well,
like
I'm
I said,
I'm actually feeling the way that you did doing the show tonight, you know, with the young man on earlier, as you said, your son.
Yes.
That was a beautiful segment. Mike that was just on was great. Mm-hmm. You know, and now you're playing different music and everything like that, asking for everyone's opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, everybody has their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, some of them need a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. No, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, like you said. And, you know, like the show, I figured, you know, we change it up a little something, you know. But yeah,
and
doing the same thing, the
it.
Same rug, the same way, yeah. But we change it up a little sometimes, you know. And like I said, I'm in relax mode right now. You know, I need to relax and lay back. But I want
that's
you to stay on the line.
Okay.
I want you to stay. You're going to stay on the line. We're going to go into another artist, Miss Vanity by Journal. And you could stay on the line if you want. If you want to just relax back. If you want to do this with me tonight, you can do that. And go.
Okay.
And make it happen. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, Dons and Divas, this next single is called Miss Vanity by Journal. They doing a lot of things. They got a lot of events coming up and everything. So listen to it. Let me know what you think. If you want to call in and give your point of view on it, feel free to do so. If not, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You think it's special, but you're really not. You think you got it all, but what have you really got? Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right smile. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? But you truly fly. You think you're winning, girl, but you're at a loss. Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right smile. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darkness? Can you make love to the darkness? Send me a look down to the right seat. But can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, never, never.
Yeah, you got the look. Yeah, you got the clothes. Yeah, you got the jewels, but they don't mean nothing. You spent your whole life bluffing. Fine boy, just to try and feel something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things, and they just ain't working, so you try to call me. But no, I'ma be gone. Moving on to the next one. While you're trying to sleep with shopping bags in your checkbook.
Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darkness? Hey, then they look back to the right seat. But can they give you dignity? Then they can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, never. Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darkness? Can you make love to the darkness? They may look good to the right seat, but can they give you dignity? Then they can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, 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 never.
All right, welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. I do have a caller on the line who's going to deal with me until we get some more callers coming in. Was it T? You there?
Yes, I am. That one was pretty good.
Right there. Hello?
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
That one was pretty good. That was Miss actually
Vanity.
Called Miss Vanity by Journal. He's doing a lot of things in the music industry as well. You know, they got their label going on and everything.
Right.
We actually, you know, he's doing a lot of things. It's another artist we had on from him, Amora, Ginger Patterson. She's doing a lot of things in the music industry. She's got a couple of events going on as well. Hold the line, see, we have another call. I want to bring
All right.
on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, how you doing, big buddy?
All right, who am I speaking to?
All right, this is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what's going on? We just
Hello,
keep it
buddy.
In, we just relaxing tonight, man. We just relaxing tonight.
I hear you, too. I hear you.
So, was you listening to the tracks of the artists?
Yeah,
did you hear them?
Yeah.
So what you think about them, you know? Let's start with the first one, Grown Things by Justin Patrick. What did you think about that one? Did you hear that one?
I like that one. I'm feeling that one.
Okay. Hooked on You by LVM. How did you feel about that? No, you going to say something about Justin Patrick? Go ahead.
Hold on. Which one was the slow one? I forgot the name.
Grown Things was the first one by Justin Patrick.
Okay, yeah, I like that one.
Okay. The next one was Hooked on You by LVM.
Okay, now that one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the order, but I know the last one you just played, that, like, the little rap in there, you gotta tweak that up, because it didn't flow with that song.
Okay.
Like that rap, it just, like, threw that off. I mean, it sounded good when he got to that rap part, like, when he came in with the rap. Yeah, if he could tighten that up, then that everything is good.
No, okay, so everything is good as far as the rap part, so the rap part is the part that needs work.
Yeah, it needed a little, you know what I mean? He got slow.
Mm.
You know, he just got I don't know if it was the inflow or that beat. Well, somebody wasn't connecting.
Well, you know, like I say, everybody got their own opinion, which is good because, you know, artists need to learn to accept criticism.
Exactly.
Everybody is not going to like the music, you know, just like the radio station. Everybody is not going to like the radio station, regardless of the fact.
Yeah.
Everybody don't go for the same thing. You understand? So you got to learn to accept criticism, which I like. You understand? Now, what you thought about Ghetto Movie? What did y'all think about Ghetto Movie? The artist that I say he was a hip-hop, reggae, and R&B artist. It was like a Jamaican style with an R&B and hip-hop twist in it. That was called Ghetto Movie. That was like the fast track. Did y'all hear that one?
That was like the third one, right?
Yeah, exactly. The one before Miss Vanity.
Yeah, I like that one. I'll buy that one. Where can I get that one?
That's actually on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
It's on iTunes. But if you want to, what I do is I find out the information. I don't think he got it for sale. Matter of fact, if you go to YouTube as well, he actually have a video for it. His name is Roe, R-O-E. He actually have a video for it. And you can look that up and take it like that.
Can I ask
Ghetto
Jeremy?
Movie. Huh?
Can I ask Jeremy what he thought about the one was Lego by Smith and Chains? I think that was the first one.
That one is out. I don't know. Jeremy, did you ever hear that one? Let Go by B. Smith. And I don't think actually nobody really heard that one.
Nah.
Nobody actually heard that one.
Well, I just did, and like I say, it needs work. A whole lot.
Well, I want to take another caller, and then I want to play another track for y'all. It's going to be called, it's by Catherine Hoxie.
Who?
Queen to Be Free. Well, let me get the next caller. Let me get the thing straight, and I'm going to bring in the next caller, okay?
All right.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear the artist material that was going on tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay, we will start with track one, if you heard that one. Did you hear track one?
Yeah, I heard track one, but the first one with the 2 Chainz guy, that one needs some work. He should put that back and then try it again.
Oh, Lord.
I agree with the caller. But
y'all going to the track. Wait, y'all going to the track that's already out.
Yeah, but just in case, people are listening, I kind of just want them to know that I think that it needs some improvement.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that. All right, what do you think about Grown Things by Just Patrick?
I like that one.
Yeah,
make some babies off that one.
Okay. He's a sex field type. Okay, let's go with Hooked on You by LVM. How did you feel about that one?
I like that one too.
Okay. Well, what about Ghetto Movie?
I think he needs to pick which one he wants to go to. If he wants to be reggae, hip hop, or R&B, I think he needs to pick one and kind of stick to that one. I think it's too much going on. I think that he's trying to show that he's versatile.
Exactly.
Yeah, but see, he got to try it again. Just my opinion.
Okay, you right. like I said earlier, everybody entitled to their own opinion. It's nothing wrong with
right.
You. That's really right.
You gotta try
okay,
to
Okay, and what about Ms. Vanity?
They need work.
Ms. Vanity need work.
they need work. I agree with the caller with the he was saying I think the rapping part of it. I think the concept of it is good. But I just think of when you take the concept and you try and combine the beat to it as well as trying to add like a little rap to it, you know, it takes away from the concept.
Okay.
I agree. Something
right.
wasn't connecting.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all all to stay on the line because I'm going to play another track. It's actually called by Catherine Foxy, Screaming to Be Free. So just stay on the line. Let me let everybody know what's going on with Catherine. And we're going to come back and see what y'all think about that track. All right? Okay. The next single I want to play is by Catherine Hoxie, Screaming to Be Free. Now, the thing about Catherine, we had went to an event, and Catherine was actually there. You understand? And she performed this single at that event. And that's what actually got her on GQ Palace Radio. She came on the station, we talked and everything. She's doing big things. She actually goes around herself and gives out her own CDs. We've seen her at the Katona Park Old School Day with Grandmaster Cash and African Bambaataa and all of them out there giving out her CDs. So she's somebody that's really trying to get herself out there and get known. You understand? To me, I feel like this track is kind of hot. You know, like I said, everybody got their own opinion on their style of music and what they like. But like I said, feel free to call in. Let us know what you think. It's no problem. Everybody has their own opinion. Right now, we just in relaxed mode. Like I said, kicking back, laid back, and listening, and find out what's going on with each artist. So right now, we listen to Catherine Foxy, Screaming to Be Free, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
This is my baby.
right, y'all. Welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. That was by Catherine Hoxie, Screaming to Be Free. Another thing about Catherine Hoxie was she had actually lived in her car to sell her CDs. She was living in her car to save up money to sell her CDs and to, you know, to get everything going. And another thing about Roe is she was actually in a Nonstop Media open mic showcase. Nonstop Media, they doing big things. They have their open showcases. They give away $1,000 to the winner, champagne. They give away a trophy. You get free studio time in Rough Rider Studio. You get interviewed on GQ Palace Radio as well as Miss Styles Radio. So they got a lot of promotional things going on when you win that event. Let me get my callers on the line who I have right now to see what they say about Catherine Hoxie. Yes.
Rich Money. She needs to scream a little bit more, sweetheart.
You don't like that thing? Okay. Like I said, everybody for their own opinion.
She needs to scream to be free a little bit more because she wasn't free old now.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You understand?
Okay.
You know, I can't judge nobody. Do we still have Jeremy on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy, what was your thought about that single? Give me a straight up opinion.
You know, other than that, I like that track.
Jeremy,
stop lying.
And we have somebody else on the line. What was your point?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what was your point of view on the single? Catherine Hoxie, Screaming to Be Free.
I like that one. It's kind of the concept of it when you listen to the words as well as the beat. The concept was actually pretty good, and I think a lot of different people will be able to relate to Screaming to Be Free. You know, I think it kind of touches on a lot of different everyday life issues.
Mm.
You know, so
okay.
I like that one.
Okay, we're going to play a couple of more. We got some little like 20 minutes left, so I'm going to play about two or three more. So the next single I want to play for y'all is called He Played Us Both by Queen and featuring Deidre, the Blues Diva. Okay, now this single right here, I like it. I think it's fire because it's based on reality. You understand? And she actually came to GQ Palace and wanted to come on the air. We talked about her singles. And to be specific, she got another single called Job Opening. But this specific single right here, He Played Us Both. I believe a lot of females, not only females, but males can also relate to this single. So I want y'all, like I said, we're kicking back. The lines is on fire as you're listening. And you feel free to just press that one button and give your advice on any singles from the up-and-coming artists that features on GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, your opinion on their tracks, feel free to do so, all right? But right now, we're going to get into this next single by Queen featuring Deidre, the Blues Diva. He Played Us Both here on GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Excuse me, is your name Deidre?
Yes, it is.
Nice to meet you, Deidre. I'm Queen. King's woman?
His woman? Well, I'm his wife.
His wife? Really?
I guess he played us both.
Dang, like a fiddle.
Oh, my God, I just cannot believe this. Let me tell you about me and how I got caught up, okay?
He was with me every night for the last 4 weeks. Didn't you notice he was distant, or couldn't you see? Not to mention, we made love every night. Thought I was the only woman in his life.
Now listen, young thing, I'm trying to be cool. I want to make something clear, I was never his fool. Didn't you notice he never spends the night? And regardless of you, he came home to his woman.
He played us both.
Thought he loved me.
Just a joke. Silly game. I trusted him. At the end, he played a role.
Yeah.
He played a role. something. You need to leave my man alone. Now wait a minute, I sacrificed a lot. If you think he's getting away that easy, no, I think not. I bought him clothes and paid his bill. When I think of all I've done, it makes me.
He played a role.
Dons and Divas, welcome back. That was Queen. He played us both, featuring Deidre, the Blues Divas. Callers, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What y'all think about that singer?
That's the sheet.
That is my jam.
Oh, because y'all are all the females. Do I see that Jeremy on the line here? Jeremy.
Wow.
What you feel about that singer?
Well, me, well, the first person I listened to, I thought that hit the head was Kelly Price or Deborah Cox.
Exactly. Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
There you go, Jeremy.
I was feeling that.
Yeah.
So you were feeling that single. Okay. I'm going to play another R&B, but then I have to switch it up to a little hip-hop or something, you know, because we also had the hip-hop artist on, you know. But the next single I want to get into is called Secrets by Ann Tice. Ann Tice actually came on by the fact of a producer was on named Angelique Voices. And she had came on. And the fact of it was, Angelique Voices was a producer, and I was sitting down eating something one day, and I actually stopped eating totally when I heard this single. Ann Tice, I can't recall where she's from, but so far, I know she was number one on SoundCloud, and this specific song, it's like, I can't even describe it to be truthful. All I can say is, she's killing this single, all right? But like I said, y'all can call in and give your point of view on the single. Let us know what you think about it and everything. Because tonight we're in relax mode. Time is running down, and we just going to keep playing. And after this R&B, I'm probably play one or two hip-hop tracks that I feel that you might like or you might not like. It's your opinion. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into Ann Tice, Secret, here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and Entertainment is butter, baby.
I'm here for you, baby, and I'm waiting. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I think that track kind of cut it us short there. We got cheated out of that one right there. Oh, no. I got a little cheated out that one. I got to find out what happened with that one. I got a little cheated. I was getting into that joint right there, too. I got a little cheated out of that one. But is my caller still there?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, so far from what y'all heard about that single, what's your think about it?
Needs work. I like that one.
Needs work. It's a bit boring.
Boring.
I was looking for more. It just cut off.
Right.
You was looking for more?
Yeah, I was looking for more.
I agree. Boring.
I kind of like. I think it had a little. Looks like a small. Tempo type thing, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so you felt like it put you in a boring mood? You don't think that was that love making type of thing?
No, it wasn't.
No.
No.
Well, I'm gonna try to amp it up for y'all a little. So the next joint I want to play is called "Put It On Me," right? And it's a hip hop artist. His name is Mercy. Me personally, he has a video out for it. And everything, and he's doing big things. You understand? He's from down south. No, he's from Miami, Florida, I believe. You understand? And he came on the show, and he was doing the interview and everything. And it was like, you know exactly where he's going in the industry and what he wants. You know what I mean? And he's doing real big things. And his joint is called "Put It On Me." Well, we're playing tonight because, you know, I don't allow no cursing and profanity on the show. So we're going to play his clean version. You understand? So what y'all have to do with this one right here is y'all have to actually visualize what he's going to say, which I probably think it won't be no problem. Me personally, like I said, you can look this video up. It's called "Put It On Me" by Mercy. He spell it M-E-R-5-E. That's the way he spell it. So I want y'all to sit back, relax, listen, and give me your point of view on it, all right?
Okay.
Once again, this is DQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Straight up, I want a freak. Damn right you heard it. Eating nasty, I want you to get perverted. I'm willing to work with you, that's cause ain't nobody perfect. Nearly travel across the globe and still ain't find nobody worth it. I'm on to the next one. Show girl tryout, take this last shot, then we all headed to my house. Cuff her if you love her, cause she gone, she get the night out. Window to the wall, from the ceiling, baby, lie down cold. Like the ice cream running down her back, let it drip between her thighs, then I lick her from the... I look her in the eyes, cause I know she like that. Love that feeling when she rides, but I tell her fight back. That's a real live stroke, no joke, you should try that. Drum machine scream comparison is the hot hat.
Put it on me, put it on me, put it on me, put it on. I love the way you put it on me, put it on me, put it on me, put it on. I love the way you put it on me.
Or the treat, cause I'm the cream of the crop. You can stay on the bottom or come climb to the top. My ain't no need for asking if you want it, then I got. Wrap your legs around my waist and shake me up until I pop. Make me scream, don't do it, while you scream, don't stop. My cream, your cream, you scream off top. Now hop off top and put your legs where your neck is. Sex so good, pop the chain on your necklace. Who besides me can do the things that I do? I sincerely, serially, freakily love freaking you. Wanna put you on your knees and make you poke your ass out. Bend you over by the waist and fuck on the arm of the couch. Arch your back on the door so the knob don't tear your spine up. I'll beat that to you, can ID it in a line.
Put it on me, put it on me, put it on me, put it on. I love the way you put it on me, put it on me, put it on me, put it on. I love the way you put it on me.
I'm
make her spread her legs, to tell her hold it still. You gon' be sore for days, but tell me how that moment feel. I'm trying to put in work, I plan to stroke for hours, lose the shirt and skirt and we can start this in the shower. Now I'm laid back, I plan to watch it strip. Miss Aquafina, I love when you make your faucet drip. Now I got your body wet, in more ways than one. You thought my stroke was something, wait until you feel my tongue. Bet I can make you, bet I can get you sprung. Bet I'll do everything that you said ain't never been done. I'm trying to touch you, make you feel like it's a thousand hands. Girl, once I get there, she gon' forget about your man.
I love the way you put it on me, put it on me, put it on me, put it on. I love the way you put it on me.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. Like I said, we're in relaxed mode tonight. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to do this every Friday night at the end of the month. Just relax and just kick back. My callers, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what did y'all think about that hip-hop artist, Mercy? Put it on me.
I can work with that.
Yes, put it on, man.
Oh,
put it on, man.
You know what?
Let him put it on, man. Put it on.
No one, Lord have mercy.
I just like the thought of him putting it on, man.
I like that concept.
Okay.
I think that's what your girl thinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
The caller that's on the line, Rita. I think
oh,
it's
the
name.
Oh, yeah, that's
is that what
name.
You was thinking about, hon?
You know what? Jeremy, are you there?
I like that concept.
Is Jeremy still with
that's
me?
A good topic right there, put it on me.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm here.
All right, did you hear that last shot, Jeremy? What you thought about it?
That one, it might got to go on me like 2 changes.
Oh, okay.
Ew.
Okay, that's understandable.
It's like
that's oh, okay. Okay, well, this last track I'm going to play because we have time for one more track. I'm going to say, me, I think it's fire, me personally. And it's the last track we're going to play. And it's called Flick Flick by GQ, a.k.a. Q Public. Now, the thing about GQ was, they actually live in Philly. And they came all the way down here for a nonstop media open mic showcase. Now, to me personally, I felt that he should have done this song. You understand? Because they came down there and they felt that he should have won because he did a special ed beat with his lyrics. Me personally, I feel if he'd have done this song, he would have won in an open mic. So they was upset because they came from Philly and he didn't win. And what artists started to realize, when you're doing an open mic, okay, don't think you're going to win. Just like you feel your material is better than the next artist's material, that artist feels the same way. You understand? Everybody got ears for music. And what you feel that your music is, the other person might not feel it. You understand? So when you enter in an open mic showcase, you're actually taking a chance. You understand? So you got to give your all. You have to give that crowd participation, you have to give that versatile lyrical skill. You understand? It's a lot you have to do to prove to the judges that, okay, I want this. You understand? So it got a little upset, but to make a long story short, at the end of the day, everything was cool. So what I want to do right now, I want to get into this single by GQ, a.k.a. Q Public, Flick Flick, and y'all let me know what y'all think. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment is for the baby.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV, we in the fuck or I'm VIP.
See me now, right? Big like
Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, Roman, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, Viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, Shima, pull up, valet park car, Bima, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds that glow, ice blind them in shows, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way, or the highway, iron the toe, yes, I'm a pro, press iron the foes, talking, what I walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me, now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me, it's just because you see me doing big things, baby,
chick like who him, and the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger to loss, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mall, while these other niggas playing, cute playing the show, beachfront, she can front if she want,
trust.
Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arranged in court. For no dame,
it's public.
I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire's fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Ronas in the cooler. Cute Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly. Chillin' crushed linen, mocha loaf is Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Yes, you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause on track, he El Cappy, son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And I just want to let y'all know that was the last up-and-coming artist shown for tonight. Let's hear our point of views on it. Is everybody with me?
That was hot.
Okay, y'all feeling that one?
Yeah.
Y'all was feeling that one. GQ, he's doing a lot of things. That was actually one of the theme songs we had for GQ Palace when we first started. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's doing a lot of big things, you know. And basically, he got his cousin, who's his manager, who's also managing him. He's also doing things to try to help him out. But like I was saying before, you can't go nowhere because you feel it's the best thing that, you know, he should have won. But he didn't even do this track right here. That's what I didn't understand. He didn't perform this track. But that's it for tonight's show. You know, I think I'm going to do this every month at the end of the Friday because I kind of like the relaxing stage of this and everything.
Right.
You know? So I think every Friday from now on, the last part of this segment on GQ Palace Love Entertainment, I'm going to rotate the artist singles because we have a lot more. And, you know, I can't get to rotate them like I want to. So I'm going to make it my thing for every Friday at the end of the month, that last hour, all I'm going to do is rotate the artists that appeared on the show and play their singles. But I want to thank y'all for calling in. You know, I appreciate your opinion. People that slid at the lines, that's flooded. You know, I wish I would have called in and gave y'all point of view on it as well. But y'all must have liked it because they stayed on the line and listened to it. But that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Also, want to let y'all know the first show of Realities and Relationships came on last night, which was an absolute success and everything. So let me fill y'all in on all the episodes that DC Palace actually have going on and the episodes that we have coming up. Now, on Sundays, we have Spiritual Sundays from 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite. She'll be having the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders on. They play gospel music. They also quote scriptures of the Bible. You can feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. That's a very powerful show, a very powerful episode. Starting April 7th, after Lavina, we're going to have Eric Bendrox, Messenger of Life. He's an inspirational speaker, inspirational writer. And he's going to be on, he'll be talking, stating his word of the Lord and everything. You can also feel free to call in for that. On Mondays, we have Love, Life, and Loyalties. And Eric's show is from 9 to 10. I don't know if I mentioned it, just to fill out in Messenger of Light. It's from 9 to 10. On Mondays, we have Love, Life, and Loyalties with Steph Dallas. That is an adult, adult episode. Please, no children allowed for Monday's show, Love, Life, and Loyalties. That's from 7 to 9. From 9 to 10, we have Dr. Feelgood speaking out my point of view. Another adult show. Very adult show. Explicit content features in both of the shows. So please, no children allowed for those episodes. So make sure if you're listening, it's not a kid around. We know exactly who call in, when they're trying to go on the air, anything like that. We have total control of that. So Monday's show is no children at all. Love, Life, and Loyalties from 7 to 9. And speaking out my point of view from 9 to 10 with Steph Dallas and Dr. Feelgood. On Tuesdays, we have DPS, DQ College Sports, with the mayor putting it down, bringing you the bigger picture from 8 to 10. If you know sports, call in, tune in, join in on the topic. They have fun. They do their thing. But he also knows his sports. Like he said, he do it hard body karate. All right? And on Wednesdays, from 7 to 9, they new time, the Diva Squad, 7 to 9, Love Fantasy, playing the hottest old and new slow jams and speaking their grown and sexy topics. They doing it big. They doing their thing. You know what I mean? For the Diva Squad, it's like the atmosphere is so ridiculous, you won't understand it, because that's how deep it gets. But they also have fun on Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Starting March 27th, after the Diva Squad, from 9 to 10, we're going to have Comedy Fallout with Rakim Chick Singleton, one of the biggest comedians doing his thing, from 9 to 10. The hilarious, funny Rakim Chick Singleton on March 27th from 9 to 10, right after the Diva Squad. On Thursdays, much success, they doing their thing, Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin, husband and wife. They putting it down. Last night was a success on the show. They talk about relationships. They have their Facebook couples, who they feel is the best couple of the week. There's a publishing company. He's an author. He got the book from Gigolo to Jesus. So make sure you tune into that from 8 to 10, Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin. And then on Friday, is back to GQ Palace Love Fantasy. I also want to give a shout out to my swagger is crazy for the event he had at the tavern. Also a shout out to Robert Foods last night. He did his thing. I went down there to see them and introduced me to people. And they're doing big things. So we definitely get in touch with Robert Foods. He want to connect with GQ Palace, which is definitely a plus. Sway doing his thing as well at the tavern. You understand? So it's a lot of things going on. Vonetta got an event going on tonight. Vonetta, Lady V, she has an event going on tonight in Long Island. It's also another event going on at the Barrington's for Jatanja. It's her birthday. She got an event going on tonight. Happy birthday, Tanja. And that's about it that I could recall. I don't think I missed anything out. I want to give a shout out to my son, Marquis, for appearing on a general question tonight. he did his thing, you know, got to teach them when they're young as they grow up and all that. Shout out to him, you know, he's a young man trying to make it in the world, doing his thing in basketball. Hopefully we'll see him in that NBA joint, you know what I mean? And that's about it. I want to wish y'all all a safe, blessed weekend. Don't forget, tune in Sunday to Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 on Lavina Polite. I'm your host, Rich Money, and this is DQ Palace, Love Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Back and I ain't biased when I ride through the town like I'm small, like